What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into hour two of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Gearing up for Thursday night football coming up at 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. You got the Washington Commanders at the Green Bay Packers this evening. Should be a good matchup. Looking forward to seeing more for former LSU stud Jaden Daniels in action. And have you tried the Alder and Birch Steakhouse at the Treasure Chest Casino? Indulge in the finest cuts of steaks and fresh seafood at the Alder and Birch Steakhouse. Menu features a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a range of delicious seafood options and a carefully curated list of classic cocktails and premium wines to perfectly complement your meal. I mentioned that to my wife, who's here today, Mike.
And so y'all going eating steak after?
She mentioned the fact that for my birthday coming up next month, she wants to take me there. I'm all about it.
Okay. I'd sign up for that, Steve, if I'm you.
I've never been to the steakhouse here yet, and I'm anxious to try it for sure. We had a few of those appetizers last week.
We had the appetizers. I did get to come here, and it is really good.
Lived up to the hype.
I lived up to the hype, so and it's awesome. Food choices here, and also, too, man, the crab cakes that they have, everything else. And the desserts, too. Man, they're really, really good. So, yeah, I highly recommend it here. Man, you come to Alder and Birch Steakhouse. And also, too, you join the Boyd Rewards at Treasure Chest Casino and play up to $300 on the house here. Simply sign up at the Treasure Chest, play on the new Boyd's Rewards card at your favorite slot machine or table game, and you can earn up to $300 in Boyd play. It's voted the number one players club by USA Today, so join Boyd's Rewards today to start experiencing exceptional rewards and offers. How about that?
Yes, indeed.
Rewards and offers.
Mike, it's funny. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, so obviously...
Yeah, the casinos were right there.
Went to Atlantic City a lot, and it's just amazing to me how you've seen an evolution in what slot machines are nowadays. From the old one-armed bandits to now, it's like a big old video game.
Yeah, exactly. So they're playing... the older crowd, well, man, I don't know how to use that.
Yeah.
And then they're back using the same machine. Come on. You get used to that real quick when it's the gambling part of it. But also, too, this is for a younger generation.
Yeah, sure.
They've been around all that. That's to attract them here. I've had people tell me, I don't like the new versions. And when I come in another time, that's exactly where they're sitting. Man, I won money here the last time. And that is something about that machines and you hitting on something that you're going to be right back to it.
It's just like with uniforms. It's like you might not think they look too good, but if you're winning in them, it's like, not so bad.
Yeah, that's why.
There was so much criticism for the Saints unis after their first game.
That gold got to go.
The gold, and then they didn't like the black helmet combo with it.
My thing is, man, I got a Sports Illustrated from 1967. Look at that gold.
Okay.
And look at those helmets.
Yeah.
You know, with white jerseys, the gold. And it's real gold. Not this fake gold stuff that they do. They say it's gold.
24 karat.
Yeah, like Bob said, Mike, that's more like, like Steelers. You know, it's almost like a school bus yellow. instead of gold.
Yeah, it's kind of tannish.
Yeah, it's really not gold. But, man, I got a Sports Illustrated, and if you go on my site, you can see it on X and Facebook. Year one, man, those are some snazzy-looking uniforms.
Yeah, I have to check that out. You know, the Saints, I remember, what was it, one game when Deuce was still playing, they wore the gold gold unis.
Yeah, it was nice, too. Now, the former owner, John Meekum,
yeah,
he didn't get it approved by the NFL. That's when they first started wearing the black helmets.
Okay.
Okay, but he didn't get that approved by the league, and Roselle shut that down. Said, you can do that in preseason.
This is before you had all the alternate unis.
Yeah, you can shut that down. You're going back to what you wore last year because you didn't get it approved.
Right.
You can get it approved. But that sounded like something he'd have done, too. You look, you know, all those years and didn't have a winning season, you'd figure he'd mess up the uniform, too. But, man, a lot of people talk about, man, I love watching that black. And it was only 1 year and one preseason.
Yeah.
One preseason. That was it. And playing the regular season with the black.
They kiboshed it.
No, the NFL came in. Roselle said, no, no, no. You didn't get it approved. You're not playing the regular season with it.
We'll see when the Saints don those new white helmets this season, too. Anxious to see when they decide to put them on, what week.
I don't have an issue with the white helmets.
I'm curious to see how the color combos are going to use it. Is it going to be like
the black
color
helmets,
rush unit?
The black helmets today? Mm-mm.
Nah,
no,
I hear
don't care
you.
For that.
Not crazy. And they're I think 0-9 now with them. So,
I'd never wear that after the first 0-3.
Put them on the shelf.
I ain't putting that on no more. I give that out to auction. You know, somebody can sign it and then auction it off afterwards.
Mentioned that we're at the Treasure Chest Casino, and right next to us at the Game Bar and Grill here, you can stop by, say hey, and place a bet on Thursday Night Football, the rest of the NFL action, or the college football games going on this weekend. After our break, we're going to be talking to Danny Cannell more about the action going on this weekend. And man, oh man, we've got LSU and an impressive, and a really big rivalry game. I consider Florida one of their rivals.
You know, I've said this so many times throughout the week. Some of the best games I've seen LSU play throughout the last 25 years,
yeah.
Florida. And my old buddy on Saturdays, Herb Tyler, he pulled off the upset of upsets in Tiger Stadium. Florida was number one. Steve Spurrier, man, he liked to rub it in to LSU because he tried to get the job as the head coach here, and they hired Mike Archer instead. So, man, what, you mess with Spurrier back then? Man, he ain't going to never forgive you for that. And they come in here, number one, Herb Tyler, Kevin Falk. Man, they put on a show that night and end up upsetting the number one ranked Florida Gators. I always tease Herb. But guess who's got his picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Wasn't you. It was Kevin.
Wow.
You know, Kevin got the cover page for Sports Illustrated. He said, what more they wanted me to do, Mike? I should have been the cover guy. So, yeah, but listen, man, Kevin was big time back then. And he got the cover page and beat number one ranked Florida. Man, Spurrier was hot. Man, he was hustling and cussing.
The old ball coach.
The old ball coach was not a happy camp after that game. Now, he dominated LSU, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Man, you look throughout the years, he dominated them when the Gators played. It didn't matter if it was in Gainesville or in Baton Rouge. Man, he sort of rubbed it in if he could, too.
Stepping away here on Weekend Kickoff. We'll be back with more after the break. When we come back, Danny Cannell, college football analyst, courtesy of Bet Online, will join us breaking down LSU, Tulane, Saints, and a lot more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back here at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting ready for Thursday Night Football Weekend Kickoff Edition. Now happy to welcome in Danny Cannell, college football analyst, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff Heisman and college football week 3 lines. Danny, always appreciate your time, man. How you been doing?
Appreciate you guys, man. I'm fired up. College football's in full swing. Should be another fun weekend. And boy, we got some doozies out there, man. I can't wait.
Danny, man, how proud are you of your Seminoles? Man, everybody building up Alabama, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know a lot about Ty Simpson. I got to meet him and talk to him quite a bit at the Manning Passing Academy, but and he seemed ready, but, man, he got little experience. They had three or four people nationally. They pick in Alabama to win the national title. Now, you can still win it with one loss, but, man, they got shellacked in that game against Florida State. And I think, you know, your quarterback had the best line. Ain't Nick Saban ain't here to save you now. Man, as bad as that was, you had to really be surprised how good the Seminoles were that day against that caliber opponent.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I was there in Tallahassee for the game, and I had a lot of people asking me what I thought, and I was genuinely being honest when I said, I just hope we're close. I hope we keep it close in the fourth quarter. And even more so, if you remember correctly, Alabama marched down the field on a 17-play opening scoring touchdown drive, and I was talking to some former players that were on the sidelines when they're like, oh, boy, this could be a long night. But Florida State responded, they scored the next drive, and then it was kind of all Seminoles from that point out. And I think it's interesting you meant something about Ty Simpson, because I think there was a very, very clear trend that unfolded in the first week, and I think it's still going to play out here for the beginning of the college football season. Experience matters. Like, there's so many quarterbacks that come out and there's so much hype and expectation put on their shoulders because they were a five-star, you know, because they had so many stars in front of their name. But we really don't know who's going to be great. And most of the time, it takes time and experience in tough environments on the road for those quarterbacks to get used to it. And I think that's what happened with Ty Simpson. I think that's what you saw happen with Bryce Underwood, the Michigan quarterback last week in Oklahoma. You saw it with Notre Dame's quarterback and Miami as they lost. And I think all of them will probably be fine, but it's just we put so much expectations on young quarterbacks. We have to remember it's a hard game. It's hard to play on the road. And the best teacher for these young quarterbacks is experience, which a lot of them have none.
Danny, here's the crazy part, and you bring up Notre Dame, so I'm a three that game, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, intriguing. But what I still can't get over is you got one of the star running backs in college football in Jeremiah Love, and they almost used him like a decoy. And you got a young quarterback. Wouldn't you have tried to kind of run the football? Miami of Florida last year, they were gashed a lot of times in the running game. And they kind of unplugged that and didn't use Love like I thought they would have used him in game one. Your thoughts on this week's game as the Irish play Texas A&M, but your thoughts on how they utilized Love in game one. And I can say this, man, Carson Beck really played his butt off. I thought he really had a good game against Notre Dame's defense.
I agree with you. I thought he played awesome. And I had my doubts about Carson Beck, and I have completely changed my mind because he looks really, really comfortable in that system. His offensive line is great. But I'll answer your question about Jeremiah Love. I think Notre Dame just tried to outsmart themselves. I think they were very worried about Miami's defensive front and packing the box and having everybody up there to start Jeremiah Love. Because remember, they started that game with C.J. Carr making his first college start, had not attempted a college pass, and they're throwing a lot of these short passes, which were very safe for a young quarterback. But I think they got a little bit too cute. I thought they should have done what they do best. Their bread and butter is running the football. They're supposed to have one of the best offensive lines in college football, and you mentioned it. Jeremiah Love, only 10 carries for 33 yards. The other running back, Jadarian Price, only 6 carries for 45. Like, that is something that I think Marcus Freeman, during, because they had a bye week, they've had a lot of time to sit on that loss to Miami. I think that's one thing you're going to see an effort, is they're going to force feed Jeremiah Love the football against Texas A&M. And I think this game is fascinating because Marcel Reed, the quarterback for Texas A&M, he took some criticism last year for, you know, he kind of came out hot. He was a really dynamic runner, struggled a little bit through the run game. He's been throwing the ball a lot better, and he's even called out some of his critics and said, hey, I'm more than just a runner. I'm a quarterback. And he's done it so far against lesser competition. This is another – now, he's played more. He started most of the season last year for the Aggies, but now he goes on the road to South Bend in what I think is a must-win game for the Fighting Irish. If they lose this game and they start 0-2, I think they are done for the college football playoffs. So they've got a backs-against-the-wall type situation unfolding for Notre Dame. I think it's going to be a really physical game, and I'm very, very curious to see how Notre Dame responds after that opening loss to Miami.
Georgia, Tennessee. Tennessee's entering this game without their two starting corners. Georgia's quarterback got some experience late last year. Now, he never lit it up as a passer, but he's dynamic now. And you know what? He's a winner. There is something about that that you can't take away from him. And, yes, he's not played the top quality teams early on. But this is an interesting game in Knoxville as Georgia plays Tennessee.
This version of Georgia for the last 8 years has dominated Tennessee. They've had their number. They've beat them 8 years in a row by 14 points or more, which is pretty remarkable because there have been other years when Tennessee has beaten Bama, and you're like, all right, this is the year. Remember a year, they had Hendon Hooker, who was a great quarterback for Tennessee. They go to Athens. They get completely shut down. And I think there's been a little bit of an overreaction for both these two teams. Because I think for Georgia, a lot of people are worried about Gunnar Stockton, their quarterback, as you mentioned. He's been throwing the ball sideways, taking a lot of underneath routes, and Georgia fans are frustrated. They want to see explosive plays. And then on the other side, people are all in on Joey Aguilar, the quarterback who took over for Nico Iamalieva, the quarterback who held him hostage and ended up leaving last minute. And Joey Aguilar comes in, and he's been lighting the world on fire. But so did Nico last year early in the season before the competition got harder. Some of these better defensive coordinators feel like they've figured out Josh Heupel's system. I think it could be one of those days. Now, I don't know if they're going to beat them by 14 again, but I think it is time to buy Georgia. I still think they're the better football team overall. The atmosphere there in Neyland and Knoxville should be absolutely insane. But this is a huge, huge spot for a quarterback in Joey Aguilar, who hasn't played in this type of environment, even though it's in his backyard. I'm very, very curious to see how this game unfolds. But I do think Georgia is going to reassert their power in this matchup, just like they have done the last 8 years.
Danny, I think one of the best rivalries, and it doesn't get talked about like that, some of the best football games I've seen, LSU-Florida. They don't dislike one another. There is a certain hatred for one another between these two teams. And now Billy Napier, who certainly, you know, he cut his teeth as a head coach at University of Louisiana, you know, a raging Cajun out in Lafayette. And now he's feeling some heat after losing the way they did last week to South Florida. It's a big line, though, at 7, 7.5. in that range. These games have always been close, like a 3 or 4 point difference between the two of them. LSU's defense has really played well. But, man, offensively, it didn't look good against Tech, and questionable if their center will play. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
LSU, Florida.
I'm a little bit worried trying to keep an eye on the center situation for LSU as well, because as bad as Florida played, and they played awful against South Florida, they still have a lot of talent on both the offensive and defensive lines. At the skill positions, they have a lot of talent. They're going to want to run the football more because they did run it pretty effectively against South Florida. The big question mark is their quarterback, who's another, I talked about him earlier, five-star quarterback, DJ Lagway. The expectations for him and what he could do this season were off the charts, and he laid an egg. He did not play well against South Florida. He had pretty good protection, did not hit on some of the big passes that he liked to hit on. And I think this is another one where I do think LSU wins the game. I think they're the better team. I trust Garrett Nussmeier more than I trust DJ Lagway. I trust the home environment. You know, everybody knows about what it's going to be like there in Baton Rouge, probably one of the best home field advantages in the sport. I just feel like this game could be a fourth quarter game where, and I think it's even over a touchdown. Like, if it's over at 7.5, then I like it, because I really think Florida can keep this one close. But ultimately, I think you do what you have to do for LSU. I don't think they care about style points. I think they get it done. But do not overlook the Florida Gators, because they are a talented team. And if their quarterback figures it out, which I'm very skeptical that he can, then it's going to be a long, long night for LSU. But I'm sure that Brian Kelly has warned them about this team, letting them know this team is talented enough to come in there and win. And so not to be surprised by anything. There's parity like we've never seen it. That's why I don't think anybody should be too shocked that South Florida beat Florida. And I think that's going to unfold across college football. Like, anytime you see a rivalry like this and you see a number over a touchdown, I get a little bit like, you know, you start seeing some value on the underdog. And I think there's starting to be some value for the Gators.
No, this is early, Danny, but do you think there is really a clear-cut team in college football today? I don't. I think what you just brought up about the parity is truthful. I think it's all across the board, but I don't see a clear-cut team right now that you could say, yes, that team is head and shoulders above everyone else.
I agree 1,000%. And what I think, and I thought this season was going to be so entertaining because we lacked that team. We've had other teams historically. Remember last year, Ohio State had the $20 million roster. And even though they lost two games, they were a preseason favorite. Michigan before that had all those heavy hitters coming back. Georgia, Alabama. There's always been teams that kind of felt like they were head and shoulders above everybody else. That is not the case now. And I think what makes it even more exciting is I think you could go 10 or 12 teams deep and really, really make a strong case that they could win the national championship. I think LSU is one of them. I think Ohio State is one of them. I think Penn State is one of them. I'm not sold on Texas, but if they figure things out, their defense absolutely could do it. Oregon, all of a sudden, their offense is starting to click. Dan Lanning's got a chip on his shoulder. Alabama, I still have my question marks. I don't think it would be crazy, though, if they put it together with that roster. Clemson, people want to throw in the towel because they lost LSU and they haven't looked good since then. They get a big win this weekend against Georgia Tech. Like, all of these teams that I'm talking about, sure, I may not pick them. I'm going to stick with my preseason pick of Penn State, but I wouldn't be shocked if any of those teams got hot at the right time because they've all got question marks. They all have some weaknesses on their team, which makes it wide open as I've seen it probably in the last 15 years.
Danny, the other thing, man, it just popped in my mind. I was going to ask you about Oregon. And we have Coach Pete Jenkins on, all of 84 years old, longtime defensive line coach. And the one thing he told me, he said, man, Mike, I'm good friends with Dan Lanning. And he goes and kind of tutors some of the defensive linemen at Oregon. He said, I don't know how good Moore is going to be at quarterback. But if you got a surprise pick And they could get hot late if Moore starts to develop. It'd be Oregon. And he threw it at me. Man, Dan Lanning reminds me a little bit of me. He got a mean streak in him. And if that line is 20-21, guess what? He's going to cover it most times because he just don't want to beat you. He wants to pound you. Man, did Mike Gundy find out last week? They just kept running up the score. But what you brought up about Oregon's interesting because I think Dante Moore could well be that guy on a team the last 2 years I think were more talented than this team that you never know when you get hot.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So, and the thing I love about Dante Moore is he's another five-star quarterback, and he started his career at UCLA. He was forced into action as a true freshman, and he struggled, which I don't think should be surprising. He had a bunch of pick sixes. He got benched, and so he went to Oregon. And last year, he got to sit back and watch Dillon Gabriel, who was one of the most experienced college quarterbacks we've ever seen. He was able to take a breath. He was able to learn the system, get more familiar with it. And now, with an offensive coordinator in Will Stein, who I think is one of the better offensive minds in the game, he's got a really strong running game to support him. He's got a blazer on the outside and DeCorian Moore, who's a true freshman, who's one of the best weapons out there. Watch out for the Ducks. I think they're also, you mentioned Dan Lanning, the intensity he coaches with, I love it. But this team, I still think they're a little bit surly that everyone forgot what they did last year in the regular season. They were perfect. They did not lose a game. They won the Big Ten championship. And then because of what happened in the Rose Bowl, they got blown out by Ohio State. It was embarrassing. I guarantee you that has burned a fire in Dan Lanning's belly all offseason, and he feels like he is unleashing holy hell on everybody that he's going to face this weekend, including what I think he does against Northwestern. I'm willing to lay the points again with Oregon because he's on a mission, and they've got a showdown in Penn State here in a couple weeks. That'll be Penn State's first test of the season, and they better be ready because Oregon's going to come ready to play with that chip on their shoulder. I do think they are very live in the conversation for a national championship.
USC, I didn't think they were that good. Now, again, we'll find out a little bit more about the Trojans and kind of how they built and can they play defense because they've been El Lazio on defense with Lincoln Riley there. But they got Purdue this week. And I talked to a couple guys. We're doing this at the Treasure Chest Casino. Man, they live on USC. They think that the Trojans are going to take it to them, but good. Your thoughts on the development of that team and kind of behind the scenes, Lincoln Riley's feeling some heat. You got to win, and you got to play some defense somewhere along the line.
Yes, and I'm with your guys at the casino. I would lay those points all day long as it's under that three touchdowns. 20.5, I love the Trojans. So the offense, I feel like, is taking care of itself. As you mentioned, like Lincoln Riley is one of the best quarterback coaches out there. He's developed first-round draft picks, Heisman Trophy winners, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, like Caleb Williams. I've always trusted him with quarterbacks. And once again, he's got a good one. Jaden Maiva's having one of the strongest starts to the season of any passer in the game. But one of the little things that they made this offseason, which I think was imperative, is Lincoln Riley's got a reputation of being a little bit softer. And I think it's deserved because he's an offensive mind. And sometimes that can happen. You sort of forget about the defensive side of the ball. They brought in a new defensive coordinator last year. And then this year, they made a change on their strength staff. They fired the strength and conditioning coach who had been there for a while, and they brought in a new one. And I think that's the area where I've seen more improvement. I feel like the development and the physical and mental toughness of this team has been stronger. But even still, I still do have my doubts because they haven't played anybody yet. I don't think they're going to get tested against Purdue. But I think USC is in play, maybe not to win the national championship, but to be that team from the Big Ten that could be that third or fourth best team to potentially make a playoff spot. Their schedule is pretty manageable. They go on the road to Purdue this weekend. They're going to be favored in the majority of their games. We'll find out just how physical they are in a two-game stretch here coming up. Michigan State at home and then on the road against Illinois before a showdown with Michigan and then Notre Dame. There's a four-game stretch, where I think you're going to find out exactly how physical USC was. And as bad as last season felt, they did have a lot of one-possession games that they lost. And Lincoln Riley told me at Big Ten Media Days, he felt like they were close. And I know no fan wants to hear you're close, but if you do go back and watch the film last year, they took Penn State to overtime. They gave up two pick sixes in the fourth quarter to Notre Dame. Otherwise, they were tied up going into the fourth quarter. There were some very, very good teams that they were right in the mix with all season last year. If they flip some of those one possession games because they get a little bit better quarterback play and a tougher mindset, I think USC could have a big turnaround season for the out there for Lincoln Riley.
And another big plus for them, their new secondary coach, Trevon Reed. He grew up about 15 mm-hmm. miles from me. Louisiana boy. He told me, Mike, it's a lot easier to live in our Louisiana than in this L.A. It's a lot cheaper. This L.A. I'm living in now. Man, it's expensive.
No doubt. No doubt. Lincoln Riley's doing just fine, though. I know he's not what he's making, but he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Danny, always great stuff. Appreciate your breakdown and listening to the knowledge. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you guys for having me on. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All righty.
Danny Cannell, college football analyst, joining us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 3 lines. Taking a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk, our weekend update edition right here on Treasure Chest Casino after the break on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're inside the game bar and grill. You feel a little bit of that buzz building as we get closer to Thursday Night Football coming up 7 p.m. We got the Washington Commanders and Green Bay Packers in action starting week 2 of NFL action this evening. Now time to do our triple option feature, gentlemen. We were talking about some of the top stories in sports today. I'm going to go right into the 49ers injury report, which finally just came out as we were doing that segment with Danny Cannell. Looking at them, Nick Bosa, a full go for them, not a surprise there. He was just getting some rest on Wednesday.
But Trent Williams?
Trent Williams did not practice today, Mike, and it says still rest and also his knee issue. The other big one to me, I wanted to point out, wide receiver Juwan Jennings dealing with a shoulder injury, back-to-back days of not practicing there.
That ain't good. One thing with Trent, like I said before, it's a Ricky Jackson line, but it's true. Practice is for the unskilled.
I'll be ready for Sunday,
yeah,
coach.
Just get me ready for Sunday, and I'll be good to go. And I think I'd have said the same thing for Bosa. Now, I'm not sure about Juwan Jennings, with that shoulder injury, not participating two straight days, and, man, it's not good. But, man, their injury list is long compared to what the Saints have. And I see Puna, though, Dominic Puna, who's their offensive guard. He was a full participant today. He also sort of banged up his knee. And I saw that in the Seattle game. I was wondering what would happen with him. So, and again, with McCaffrey, he's always going to have a day off in the middle of the week.
And he was not practicing Wednesday. He was a full go today. So he's not missing this action against the Saints.
No. And he's the straw that turns the drink with him now.
Oh, yeah.
In a lot of different ways. Be interesting to see how they use Brian Robinson. You know, they picked him up late in the process from the Commanders. And he's always been a north-south guy, a tough guy running between the tackles. Pretty decent as a receiver coming out the backfield. They can't play McCaffrey the entire situation like that. They're going to have to give him a break. Interested to see how many carries Brian Robinson has. I do know one thing with the 49ers. Look where they run the ball if that big dude is in the lineup, Trent Williams, left. Man, they predominant. And then people say, well, they're a left-handed team. No, they're running that left because Trent Williams is on the left. Yeah, that's why they run it more toward the left than the right.
Yeah, and we'll get that final injury report tomorrow with game status for all these guys.
Yeah, Mac Jones is on there also?
He's dealing with a knee issue but a full practice.
How you heard that? Getting out of anybody's car?
You know, he's not getting hit in practice either.
That's for sure. But, you know, listen, you never know how you get hurt in this world. Charlie, go right ahead.
Guys, I'm going with what y'all had brought up earlier in this hour, the first segment, talking about the underrated rivalry that is LSU versus Florida. So I went and did a little bit of digging. For one thing, you know, Mike, you and I had talked about this earlier in the week, that it's big that this game is being played in Death Valley. Last year, LSU lost in Gainesville. And under Brian Kelly, LSU, while they may not be covering games, they're still winning games. They're 20-2 at home under Coach Kelly since he joined the program in 2022. And then LSU versus Florida's record all time, guys. I thought this was really interesting. 71 games dating back to 1937, 34, 34, and 3. It is a perfectly even record for 71 games for this rivalry, guys. I agree with the kind of premise that was earlier. It's a great underrated rivalry that deserves to be protected once the SEC gets to that 9-game slate.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about it after that once it gets to 9 games. But Joe Labruzzo, former Lockport High School star, and he went to LSU in the 60s. Him and Don Schwab went there. They were in the backfield as running backs. And Joe told me the story first. Joe passed away quite a few years ago. And Don kind of confirmed it, that they in Florida for the first time, and they are told by the upperclassmen, keep your helmet on when you're on the bench. And they were like, what's going on? And he said, all of a sudden you start to hear ping and ping and ping, and they were throwing loose change at him.
No.
Like he said, look down, there's pennies, what? Nickels, quarters, dimes, you name it. And so Schwab is the man. He said, you know how Joe was about money. He left with about $2.28 worth of change on that sidelines because they were pinging him, he said, the entire game. So you had to watch even to take your helmet off to get like a little drink of water that you weren't going to get hit with small change flying at you.
That is a wrap on today's Triple Option. Taking a break, we'll be back with more of Weekend Kickoff right here at the Treasure Chest Casino. After this, stay tuned on WWL. Wrapping up this hour of Sports Talk, our Weekend Kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, we'll be talking to the host of Locked On Gators, Brendan Olson, as we break down Florida's matchup against LSU coming up on Saturday, plus our Pick 6 segment. We'll see how our selections in NFL and college did last week. And back with more Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.